Ladies and gentlemen, to the Vinnie Eastwood Show on AmericanFreedomRadio.com, the show that's all about reading a book about a goat for 25 minutes after you just learned that your country's under attack by terrorists. That's right. It's the lighter side of genocide, because in a world so full of chaos and madness and ultimately scumbaggery, if you lose your sense of humour, you'll go friggin' nuts. Ultimately, people need to learn how to retain some form of sanity amidst the madness. And everybody's got their own ways. Some people drink, some people smoke, some people get exercise, some people have a really healthy diet. Whichever way you retain your sanity, just make sure it doesn't damage yourself or your health. Because ultimately, that ain't going to do you very well, maintaining a little bit of good mental space. Is it? I'm going to die of cancer. That's doing remarkably well for my chi. No, you don't see that happening, do you? Other people are like, oh, you only live once. I say, well, yeah, that might well be true, but do you want to live the last 10 years of it absolutely crippled, begging for death? Or do you want to be active until the day you die, walking around, happy, still can think, still can talk, still socially active? Yeah, you make a conscious decision when you're younger, don't you, about how long you're going to last. I'm unfortunate because I'm tall, so statistically tall people don't last very long. Bigger engines burn out or something, whatever. Still, take care of yourself. There's so many people out there running themselves ragged, really stressing about everything, overthinking, wondering about whether or not you're going to get that next job, promotion, all these arbitrary things that, if your values were different, wouldn't actually mean anything to you. Perhaps you've been raised in a different culture. I watched a movie, Avatar, the other day, and I think that's basically what it's all about. Getting back in tune with things. Don't be rushing around doing what everybody else tells you. No. There's no benefit in that. Everybody else tells you stupid things, and you sit there and you're wondering out what is it that it means? Because people have started to lose discernment, because there's so much stuff out there. A lot of it true, some of it not. That make the mind reel. You wonder where you are and what the heck is going on. How can he salvage this debacle? How can he change the world? How can you make a real massive freaking difference? It's a lot of pressure to put on yourself, don't you think? Take a step back. Who am I? Am I the kind of person who's going to, like, step out with a megaphone and get people angry? No, doesn't sound like me. Am I the type of person who might be filing Official Information Act requests, asking really digging questions that I come up with late at night? Yes, yes, that sounds like me. You know, figure out which party you're with. I don't mean that in a political sense. Well, I guess it sort of is, but not in terms of a political party. Because as you should look at it now, there's not a whole lot of choice there. Again, it's all about controlling your life. That's why it's so hard for people to figure out who they are, where they want to be, what they want to be. Because you get so many other influences telling you otherwise. No, don't follow your intuition. Don't become a musician. Don't go into radio. Don't do something. You know, these little voices that are always telling you not to do things. You know, it's actually the voices that tell you what you should do that are also just as annoying. Again, it's not about being told. Thinking for yourself is the... Figuring things out for yourself is the only freedom anybody really has. Use that freedom. Make up your own mind. Have some discernment once in a while. Somebody tells you something that's absolutely crazy, then by jingoes, they might be wrong. Just use a little bit of common sense, which ain't common anymore. Is it? That's the worst part about it. You feel quite maddened by the sense that there's stupid people everywhere. Do you start to hate them to a degree? Do you start to go, oh, freaking stupid people. Why are they all doing that? I've got myself in moods like that before. I know heaps of people who do that all the time. Ragging on everybody else. I don't know them. They've never... Like in traffic, for instance. That's part of the insanity. So you're starting to get angry with everybody. Except the people who are screwing you over daily. Who you never see. Those are the ones that are really rough, mate. I'm concerned that people's priorities are somewhat out of whack. And I think this way because it's blatantly obvious that something's gone wrong and people aren't prioritizing something of value anymore. Reasonable approaches, reasoned debates, etc. These are the kind of things that are actually quite nice. But, problematically, if you have these conversations, you might actually get kicked off the train. I was just watching a movie before coming on air today called Liberty Bound. This guy was asked to leave a train because he was having a philosophical discussion about peace and love. Call the police on. Yeah, like, wait, it's a different kind of America now. You know, you've got to make sure that if it might offend anybody or in any such way, or if you speak in an impassioned voice or anything, you know, it could be construed. We might get a complaint, and sorry, you're going to have to leave the train. It's a new America. How's that for your mental well-being? To be told that you can't say what you think. Now, think about this. How much we already can't say what we think? You know, there's probably a lot of you people out there who've got a mother-in-law. There's a lot of things that you think that you just can't say because you're not allowed to. It's not polite. It's not etiquette. But to have somebody come over and arbitrarily actually use force against you if you do say one of these things, at the hands of the state, no less, not going to be good for your peace of mind. Sounds a lot like a prohibition rage to me. Have you heard of this? if you're a heavy cannabis user, for example, this is the story that was used, and you're living in a home with people who are very, very anti-cannabis, what will happen is that person will retreat inwards, start using more and more and more, because they're just so angry about the situation that they're in and they want to escape from it. And eventually they start to become terribly antisocial and angry with all of those people in the house that they're sitting in their room smoking and thinking about all the things that they can't say. Okay? And sometimes they snap and go crazy. It's a product of the law, not the cannabis itself. Because if the law wasn't there, there'd be no discrimination and there wouldn't be any mental health response as a result of that particular one. Think about the mental health stress that gets put onto people when they get arrested for cannabis. I just found out from a friend of mine, he was arrested with 3 ounces. And, you know, that's not something that you want to go through. Any form of arrest, you don't want to go through it. I can tell you from experience, you don't want to go through it. Sometimes, though, the only times you do go through it is when you really don't have a choice. It's a bit of a sad thing, and I think that's going to start to happen to a lot more people. Imagine arbitrary, made-up laws enforced by people with weapons who have no conscience and who are too stupid to reasonably argue back with you without drawing a gun in your face. And imagine them everywhere. Imagine them coming to inspect your house on like a regular basis. Imagine living in fear all the time. That's the kind of future that I see if people don't wake up to the reality. That's the kind of future that I don't want for anybody to live in. Ultimately, don't you think? Why would you want people to be constantly living in fear? Unless you're some description of fear vampirical scumbaggery do. Who actually gets off on it. Okay, so think about yourself again. Think about, are you a bad person? No. No, you're not, are you? You're a good person? Yeah, suppose so. You have reason, you're honest, you're decent. You don't rip people off. Don't murder or violently attack people for no good reason. So you're a perfectly reasonable, good, general human being, aren't you? So what do you got to worry about? Well, there's people who could ask themselves that question and not come up with any of those answers. They would come up with some very, very nasty answers instead. Are you a good person? No, I'm an evil person. Are you a murdering sociopathic criminal scum? Yes, yes, I am. And I'm a pedophile too. And I'm also a Satanist, a worshipper of the occult. And I hope to aspire to be the champion of the dark gods by sacrificing as many young children as I can after raping them to the dark gods themselves. Okay. And what's your occupation, sir? I'm a Wall Street finance banker. Okay. You know anybody else in the same circles as you, mate? Well, yes, actually. All my friends engage in the same general perforations of scumbag room. So, yeah, we've got it pretty well locked down. We have our nice little kidnapping rings and what have you, and it's great. You know, it keeps us young. So, right, mate, thank you very much for your time. See, for somebody like me, for example, that would be one of the most horrifying, sickening individuals you could ever conceive of. Right? They're the people that draft the legislation, baby. They're the ones who get it forcibly injected in the vaccination sterilization sense of the word. You're not one of them. And they feel the same way about you. You know, you're not one of us. You're not one of the in crowd. And say, well, okay, mate. Well, you can have your fancy billion-dollar mansions and what have you, and I'll have a soul, thank you very much. I'll have something that you can't take away. You can't have it. And that's why you're so angry. That's why you hurt other people. Because ultimately you're soulless and you want everybody else's. It's okay. Yeah, you pathetic trash. I understand. I'm not afraid of you. Come and get me if you want. Because it doesn't matter. Because whatever they got planned, bound to be worse than whatever they've done before. So what it is with these people, we're just trying to one-up each other. And there are some major atrocities in the 20th century. So you can imagine the one-upmanship and the extra chips that'll be stacked in the 21st century. You can listen to the Vinnie Eastwood Show, the darkest, most disgusting 2 hours in talk radio. And we'll be right back after this little break here.
Now you and your family and friends can enjoy the cleanest, most delicious, and healthy drinking water anytime, even while traveling, camping, at sporting events, or in emergency situations. Tuberculite removes bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury, while leaving in the beneficial and nutritional minerals your body needs. Tuberculite is so powerful, it can even purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and streams. And the optional PF2 filters even remove fluoride. The Tuberculite LED, with its rechargeable lighting system, can be used as a nightlight or a camp light. To view or purchase your Berkey water system and replacement filters, please visit American Freedom Radio's website at AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey banner. Once again, that's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey water banner. Not yet available in Iowa.
Do you realize every day we are being put under constant stress from wireless radiation? What's worse is that you don't even know that it's happening. It puts as much stress on our body as if we had a constant viral infection, draining our energy and sapping our strength, or just making us irritable and fatigued. These wireless fields are being emitted from computers, microwaves, mobile phones, power lines, and any electrical appliance. Now there is a solution. A group of research engineers in New Zealand have come up with an active shielding device that shields you from wireless radiation at a cellular level. BlueShield comes in three models, a household, portable, and USB that plugs into any computer. The great thing about BlueShield is it is very affordable and guaranteed to last. A one-off purchase will see you being protected for years to come. Visit AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the BlueShield banner. BlueShield, brought to you by the VinnieEastwoodShow.com.
What is it that's in your home that causes grown men to cower and children to run for cover?
Fun!
Food storage!
That's right. Food storage shouldn't be scary. At Simply Your Food, we are the premier providers of long-term, storable, GMO, and MSG-free meats, veggies, fruit, dairy, and pantry essentials like powdered butter. We even have a gluten-free line. Food storage shouldn't be scary. Let Simply Your Food help you with your food storage needs. Go to simplyyourfood.com or call 866-251-7511 and let us take the scary out of food storage. go to simplyyourfood.com or call 866-251-7511 and let us take the scary out of food storage.
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries? If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your Heart and Body Extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
You're listening to the Future of Talk. American Freedom Radio. This is American Freedom Radio.
Turn on, tune in, and drop out with me, John Zaskota, on Stranger Advice, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. on American Freedom Radio.
The show that's all about organized crime. It's the Vinny Eastwood Show. Coming at you live from Sicilian Radio. From the Rothschild Manor Banker Elite Estate in Transylvania.
My very special caller has arrived. Caller, you're on the air.
Hello.
I think it might be Alan. I think it is.
It's Limey Bastard Alan Carner. Greetings, everyone, from the UK.
The Uber Kingdom.
How you doing, buddy?
I'm not doing too bad, mate. Not too shabby yourself, Governor?
Yeah, not bad. It's freezing cold here, though. It really has got cold. Is it summer there, I suppose, down the other side?
Yeah, see, it's only just going into summer, allegedly, but it's still freezing cold.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, maybe the it's the chemtrails, isn't it? They're trying to cool everything so they can, you know, introduce carbon currency and all these frauds.
I don't know. I think it might be because we just had an election, so all the politicians have had to shut up for a few weeks, so I think it might have reduced the amount of heat in the upper atmosphere.
That could explain it. Yeah, it makes sense. You know what? The bathtub, it goes round the other way, right down there. It's the opposite. I don't know whether it's clockwise or anti-clockwise, but it's opposite to the, you know, to the other side of the planet. Well, you know, my song "Lizards in the Bathtub." It just made me realise that the lizards are going down the other way round, down where you are, aren't they?
Yeah, pretty much.
I think so. I think that next year, folks, is going to be so exciting. It really is absolutely... We should celebrate, because I think that the new media, as I'm calling it, new media, which is what Vinnie Eastwood is doing, and so many others are doing so wonderfully, it's working, and it's really giving the New World Order cabal a really hard time, to such an extent that they are losing. There's absolutely nothing they can do about it. Absolutely nothing whatsoever. This is having an effect. People are being woken up. There are people, I agree, you alluded to it earlier on, Vinny. Some people just don't want to look at stuff. But that's a very spiritual thing. I think it's when people put one foot on the path, as it were, and they go, oh no, I can't cope with this. So they, you know, they turn back towards their material lifestyle, you know.
Well, you know, I think it's a self-defense mechanism there, because ultimately if you do expand on some of the real darker things that are going on in the world today, it can actually do some real damage, just knowing about it.
Well, I think that I
interviewed this lady one time. She's investigating some Freemason cult called the Jesters, and they hire out children to big court justices and stuff like that when they go on boat trips down into Brazil. And she's had to suffer a lot of counselling and that kind of thing, just in order to cope with the reality of it all.
Well, I'm not surprised. The Jesters, I bet they have the jingle bells and everything else?
They do, but they're not attached to their head.
Well, how do they move around stealthily without you hearing the jingle bells? I mean, they can't really do anything sort of...
Very, very carefully and covered in court robes.
With all the different colours. They don't have camouflage. You know, maybe they can... You know, maybe they're camouflage in a rose bush.
Yeah, it's not like Justice Joseph in the amazing Technicolor judge coat.
Absolutely, buddy. I hope you got all my emails. It's very exciting. Actually, I wanted to come on, as I said on the chat room, to say this kind of officially, really. And I want to say this to all of those poor, unfortunate people that work for the cabal, you know, who are paid to listen into all these sorts of shows and all the rest of it. Now, you know, this is directed at you guys. You know, we are demanding your surrender. And your bosses, you have to surrender. Now, some of you will get amnesty, but justice will be delivered. And really, that's all I wanted to come on and say, because next year, we're going to see the beginning of the end of this control system.
You know what? I think we're just heading into the real fruits and start of it, to tell you the truth, like into high gear. We've got a big awakening happening at the same time. It's like a race, you know, between the tortoise and the hare. Ironically enough, the tortoise being the symbol of the Fabian Society, as well as a wolf in sheep's clothing is also their symbol. And we're just suddenly now figuring out that there's a race on, and we're galloping towards the finish line. And it'll be
Absolutely.
Interesting to see who gets there first, the slow and steady or the fast and flippant.
True.
Because I choose to think in the flippant sense, quite honestly, because it means you're really adaptable. You can go this way or that way or whatever. You can change what you're doing. That's like a good adaptation survival instinct, I think. And it'll probably...
I don't think they have that luxury. They planned all this stuff, 100 years or so ago. I think that what they put into motion was this giant, massive machine, you know, it's kind of like a big train that, you know, once they put it in forward, all these, Agenda 21 and all these projects that they started to culminate in their one world government and all the rest of it, they can't stop it once they started it. So I think a lot of them are really panicking and really regretting the whole process. And they're really freaking out. And that is reflecting in what's going on in the world today, more and more and more so. So I think that they have to accept their defeat. And I'm saying this perhaps more straightforward than anyone else has on the air. They must accept their defeat. They will be defeated. It will happen. It's inevitable. The lizards were put in the bathtub quite a way back, and they are going down, and there's no doubt about it. Now we've got to negotiate their amnesty and all the rest of it. There's a lot of things that have been put wrong that have been got to be put right. Obviously, there's a lot of work to do. I think there's some diehards that will keep fighting, obviously. But I think that is the situation today, and that comes from the UK, that comes from me, from Alan Carner, and all the people that we're involved with, and you know who I'm talking about, Vinny. And there's so many things going on. Yeah.
Well, we should give a quick plug to United We Strike as well while we're at it.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I got an email from Karen only about, half an hour ago. And all the work that we've been doing is coming off. And I'm talking about everything from the likes of Bob Chapman in his 70s and Anthony J. Hilda that was on, a week ago or something. These guys have been around fighting, doing this stuff for decades. And what they've done is they've passed it down to the generations, like myself and Vinny. And we've all, you have to be fearless to do what we're doing. You have to be absolutely fearless. And that is something that they can't bear and they cannot beat. The game's over. It's all up. 2012, you're going to see some very exciting things happen, believe me, in the creative side particularly, with the artistic music side. New media, not alternative media, new media. And all the people who have been brave to speak out and step up on, put their head above the parapet, step up on the plate, whatever, they will be rewarded for it. And if you're trying to join all this stuff, well, I'm sorry, you're too late. You should have done it a year ago.
Yeah, see, that was what I was thinking, I'll just keep this radio show and this whole Death to the New World Order with a smile facade going and through to the end of 2012 and until we're all exterminated or not or something like that. And I'd just be like, okay, sweet ass, new career. I'm gonna go be a massage therapist or something.
No, I don't think so. I think what's happening on a more esoteric, if you like, way is that people are going to get what they deserve, good or bad, and also what they desire, what you want to manifest. Because really, it's come down to this. What does the human race want to do next? It's down to us. And in many ways, we've been responsible ourselves in our own nations and for ourselves individually, with our families and so on. We've been responsible. In other words, put it simply, we get the governments we deserve. That's especially true in America and in the West. And the time for that is clearly over, as we can see across the world with all these protests and stuff.
Well, so the problem is I see an inherent difficulty swallowing that, we get the governments we deserve. I think people actually really deserve a good government, but the problem is that those people who would ensure that a good government, maintains its status quo and whatnot, get bribed, corrupted, and destroyed. And then it's like as if we deserve our punishment because we thought everything should be good.
Yeah, I can see what you're saying, but in the end, it's down to the people, isn't it, really? We've all been so, we've been so snowed and so so much deception and lies, and the trouble is people just cannot believe how evil these monsters can be, and they believe that people that go up on the television screen, the politicians and so on, they're always telling the truth. And of course, I think that now people are beginning to realise that that's not the case.
Well, the thing is that they need to realise not only that they're not telling the truth, but also know what the truth is. Like, for example, when you see your politician get up and you say, he's a gun-running CIA asset who also engages in pedophilia, and he's now going to give us a speech about how best to take care of our children in the public health sector.
Yeah.
What does that...
I know.
What kind of credibility has he got?
Well, of course, I know, but I think, yeah... I tell you what, all this stuff is so... That's why I love Vinny Eastwood, because this stuff is so... When I say this stuff, this information, right, is just so diabolical. But you got to laugh, and that is the best way to deal with it in the way that Vinny does, because it really is. You really do have these evil people that are diabolically sick, really. Paedophiles, Satan, Lucifer worshippers, as Anthony describes, and so many other people, researchers in that kind of field. That's the sort of thing.
It's admitted.
But it's just so diabolical. the ordinary person just, oh my God, is that true? You know, I mean, but it is, and it really does happen, and they really do have all these sigils and all these symbols and Illuminati symbolism, and they build buildings that look like bloody owls, like Big Ben, for example, and all over America you've got, and they really do believe, I mean, it's a cult religion, you know, I mean, really, and it's quite fanatical. You know, and like all fanatics, they're all the same. They think the whole world should be blown up in a, you know, apocalyptic, catalytic, horrible holocaust, and then after that, a new world will emerge where they're the leaders. That they all, so it doesn't matter whether they're Muslims or Christians or fundamentalists, you know, whatever they are, or Jews. It doesn't matter about the religion. The fanatics are the fanatics, and that's what's ending. That's what's coming to an end, I think. One of the things, anyway.
we have another caller here as well, whose time has just come.
Well, nice. I just wanted to come in briefly, yeah. And just to announce the end of the New World Order cabal, and that they must surrender and accept their defeat. We will give some of them amnesty where it's appropriate, but justice will be delivered, and that's my message.
All right, thank you very much for your call. Ellen Carner from EnglishRivieraProductions.co.uk. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much.
God bless you all.
We have a second caller here. You're on the air.
Hello.
Welcome to the show. Yeah, we can hear you now.
Okay, cool. Yeah, this is Eric Stayward from Truth of Tools.
Hey, Eric, how are you doing, man?
Pretty good. I'm just sitting here with my 3-month-old daughter. I'm proud to announce that we're adding more and more tools each day to truthoftools.com. But I'm also the webmaster for a different radio network. If you're familiar with the Logos Radio Network, formerly Rule of Law Radio.
No, I didn't. But I think it was in the Matrix or something. One of their ships was called the Logos. So that's
right.
Didn't Logos factor into the naming of it, did it?
Sure, logos is a Greek word meaning it could be translated loosely a few different ways. One is the word of God. Another is truth, which, you know, is one and the same for people like you and I. But I've been a high level programmer for about 20 years now, and the reason I'm calling in is because I kept getting you had a caller a few days ago that was on your show. And I hear the buffer music, so I can hold for
Yeah, that's what I wanted to do, is just to hold you on to the break and until we find out why you've actually called in.
Sure.
All right, thanks. Eric Stayward from Truth of Tools, ladies and gentlemen. After the break on the VinnieEastwoodShow.com. And in hour number two, Christopher Green of Green Wave Radio from American Freedom Radio coming up.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring freedom of speech and preserves the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know that we are tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Feeling stressed, tired, lacking energy, or lacking libido? Now you can take control of your healthcare goals in the privacy of your own home with the use of reliable, high-quality health products from Ideal Health in New Zealand. Conveniently delivered to your door anywhere in the world. You'll find our friendly health team offer well-researched health information plus the highest quality health products. We want to ensure you not only get the best value products available, but also ensure you get the fastest therapeutic results. With over 2,600 pages of health information and natural products, all compiled by our friendly naturopathic team. To take advantage of very special rates, click on the banner at AmericanFreedomRadio.com. And don't forget our convenient delivery service, Ideal Health New Zealand. Leaders in alternative health. That's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the Ideal Health New Zealand button. Proudly brought to you by the Vinnie Eastwood Show.com.
Now you and your family and friends can enjoy the cleanest, most delicious, and healthy drinking water anytime, even while traveling, camping, at sporting events, or in emergency situations. Tuberculite removes bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury, while leaving in the beneficial and nutritional minerals your body needs. Tuberculite is so powerful, it can even purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and streams. And the optional PF2 filters even remove fluoride. Tuberculite LED, with its rechargeable lighting system, can be used as a nightlight or a camp light. To view or purchase your Berkey water system and replacement filters, please visit American Freedom Radio's website at AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey banner. Once again, that's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey water banner. Not yet available in Iowa.
News and information you can trust. This is American Freedom Radio. Freedom, freedom, American Freedom Radio. Radio. American Freedom Radio.
Truth Brigade Radio. Live Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 p.m. Only on AmericanFreedomRadio.com. The truth has just gotten hotter.
To fly to New Zealand by plane from New York City, it takes 22 hours. So from the Twin Cities, 19. I mean, I fly all the time, and 6 hours on a plane is like a lot, and 19 is wrong. And they distract you. They feed you, and then they feed you some more, and then they feed you, give me a dessert, give me a dessert, give me a dessert. Have your dessert, you prick, give me that dessert. Have a Bloody Mary, yeah, give me a whiskey sour, yeah, give me whatever you got. Just more liquor, more liquor, more liquor. And then when you're done, there's still 16 hours to go. If you want to know what it's like, you can experience going to New Zealand. It's very simple. Sit in a chair for 19 hours and take your hands and press your head as hard as you can. And don't stop. Don't stop. 19 hours, just like this. And then at the end of 19 hours, you pull your hands off and you feel like you're in New Zealand.
Okay, we'll cut that down now.
You certainly won't feel like you're home.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Vinnie Eastwood Show, right here on AmericanFreedomRadio.com, the most comedic, conspiratorial 2 hours in talk radio. And I have a caller on here, Eric Sayward from Logos Radio Productions, I think.
Yeah, I'm the webmaster for that. I'm also the organizer for We Are Change Wisconsin. Done a lot of stuff in the last couple of years. I'm a really good friend of Kevin Barrett, who has a radio show on your network. Him and I do a vast majority of stuff together. And the reason I'm calling is I got a lot of communication because somebody called into your show asking about Truther Tools. And so my email blew up, and I realized that I'd prematurely launched it, which is fine, but the thing was I had no way for anyone to get into the site because it's an invite-only site. So I've added a thing that allows people to kind of tell me about themselves. I can do a little bit of research and then give them the code to join. And the things that we're working on in this website will empower truthers worldwide to do amazing things for spreading videos, blog posts, pretty much you name it. I mean, I'm in the process of writing an API for it, which will allow webmasters out there that do truther websites to tap into a lot of really good resources. And my daughter's really excited about it, too.
Oh, yeah. She sounds like she's about to give us a fresh one.
Oh, yeah. She's got a lot of energy. And, in fact, I've dove into this so deeply. She's only 3 months old, and we're having a hard time financially recovering from the birth and the maternity leave and the vast amounts of ridiculous insurance that we've had to pay, to the point where I'm calling Mayday, Mayday, Truther down. So what I would love to see in the near future is my goal is to reach 20,000 truthers to be a part of this website and to have it be a community-fed thing where they give me their ideas and then I take my programming skills and make them a reality. And I'm already doing similar things with high-powered lawyers that are going after the banks for the bailouts, that are going after the fraud with the banking bailouts, with the mortgage fraud. And they've got projects we're working on with everything down to a traffic ticket to where, you know, instead of the cops stopping you, you stop them. And we're fighting back on a high-tech level. And
I've always wanted to handcuff a police officer.
Well, if you call the right stripping company, I imagine a female one might show up. But other than that, it's like, you know, we're fighting a high-tech tyranny. These people are... They've got all the gadgets, they've got all the funding, they've got all the soldiers, and here we have our soldiers, but we're lucky if we can get them to do more than hand out DVDs. They love handing out DVDs and flyers and stuff, but other than that, it's pretty much where that stops. As far as technology goes, we've got the internet, which is probably the only tool that we have that's even keeping this going. However, we're not tapping in. We're not growing past that. We're not digging deeper and finding new ways to make the best out of our time. And we've got so many keyboard cowboys, and I thank God for them. But at the end of the day, we need to raise the bar. We need to upgrade. And you know, I'm at the point where I received my 5-day get out notice from the landlord, and I've been renting from the same company for several years, and you know, but that's the nature of corporations, and
they're ever malicious and non-caring nature. It's almost as if, you know, history, past facts, honor, your word, or general reasonableness don't apply.
Exactly, and that's why we're not going to continue this lease, but. You know, this is the only month that I'm really worried about. We kind of overstretched ourselves just having a baby and her going on maternity leave. We had to switch insurance companies because the one we had was ridiculous. And, you know, we did our research and we found something a little better. But for this month, we're paying double. We're paying for both of them. And it's just got to the point where, you know, the bubble's about to burst. And I'm thinking... Why not just tell everybody about Truther Tools? Because I don't want to go out and get a job working for Walmart or Target or any of these other Illuminati corporations. I want to work helping and empowering other people, and that's what I've been doing. You know, we brought Richard Gage on a Midwest tour, 15 cities. Our next guest is going to be Professor Griff from the rap group Public Enemy. I work closely with Kevin Barrett, and he's almost in the same boat I'm in half the time. You know, it seems like the people, the generals in the front line doing all the work.
Hey, you know what? I think we all are. You know, every single one of us truthers who's devoted our full-on life to it is dependent on their spouse most of the time, doesn't generally have a job where they bring in too much money, and if they do, then they're usually not producing enough content. And I've found that it's ultimately the people who actually listen to the content, the people who use it, that are their more or less employers and payers. You know, all the money that we get through this radio show and that kind of thing, and any donations are basically the only thing that we've got really to live off, and it's really hard. It's even less than like a government benefit check, but we still keep doing it because we can't face the alternative of having to go work for an Illuminati corp. You know, that's ultimately what my problem is with it. We've had a... I'm not sure. Are you still there, Eric? We seem to have lost him, unfortunately. Not sure if anybody can hear me, but yes, this is the problem. And I find it's not a problem that only I have. Everybody's got this problem who's in the Truth of Movement, to a large degree. And we need your support as a listener. If you want to see more of this kind of content, if you think that this is the way the media is going, we can't rely on massive corporations or incredibly talented business people or whatever to come and do the job and get us financed and get us up and running and all of that kind of stuff. It's impossible. It just doesn't happen. Those kind of people don't fly around this level because they've got too much to lose. And it's those people who give small contributions regularly or just have like 10 bucks that they've got spare that they donate to a radio show host or something like that. You know, I can think of a couple you could probably sponsor right now. You know, Christopher Green over at Greenwave Radio, he's running a money bomb. So is Jack Blood at Deadline Live. American Freedom Radio definitely needs donations. And if you don't want to donate or something, have a look at the fine products that they have on their websites. Okay, and because me personally, I can't talk though. I don't buy stuff off of other truthers' websites. I access the content for free or that kind of thing. I try to make comeuppance where I can, you know, like by inviting them on this radio show and what have you, because I like their work and I think everybody of us needs to stand together. So what's happening over at Truth the Tools, I think is absolutely necessary, entirely. A very similar idea to guerrilla media, giving people just the tools. Because ultimately, if you want to run a mainstream media corporation, you can now do this from home. It's not that difficult. You just need the equipment. You need the tools, you need the programs, and it can all be done. Okay, bare minimum of expense. And it's a heck of a lot cheaper if everybody's sharing their information, sharing their content, sharing their technology, sharing their web platforms. It's the only way we're going to beat these guys. Okay, the big, massive chemical, pharmaceutical, military, political cartels, and with the banking interests and all of that kind of stuff involved, have formed themselves into a cartel because it squeezes out their competition, not because they like competition. Okay? So we've got to act in the exact same way. All the good, decent truthers and people with radio shows and websites and networks and everything all the way out there, you either stand with the Illuminati corporations or you stand against them. Hey, let's all share our resources. Let's form our own cartel to force Walmart and all of these major evil corporations like Monsanto and various other scumbaggery filth the F out of business. Because that's exactly what needs to happen. Defeat is impossible. Your weapons are already in your hand. All you got to do is take them and use them against the appropriate enemy. The enemy is being exposed as those who are too greedy, too sick, or too belligerent to care about human life or the future of mankind. You're listening to the Vinny Acewood Show. We'll be back after the break with Christopher Green from Green Wave Radio, former Merrill Lynch banker and young firecracker, hard-hitting and in your face in the United States. Back in a moment. Gathering dust particles, funneling through smokestacks, airwaves, bandwidth, disinformation to fed, check the labels, delete the virus, alert the masses.
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries? If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your Heart and Body Extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
Most Americans know the significance of July 4th, 1776. However, few know the importance of September 17th, 1787, the day the Constitution was written and adopted by our founders. Unfortunately, over 200 years later, this sacred document is under attack, along with our beloved Republic. Throughout the span of history, brave men and women have rallied behind banners, which have served as symbols of liberty against the forces of tyranny. Today, we have the Constitution Pride flag to show our support for the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, freedom, liberty, and justice for we the people of the United States. Now available at www.1787flags.com. Get your very own Constitution Pride flag today and receive a free pocket Constitution with your order. www.1787flags.com, the official website of the Constitution Pride flag. That's www.1787flags.com.
Following a radiological or nuclear event, radioactive iodine may be released into the air and then be breathed into the lungs. Radioactive iodine may also contaminate the local food supply and get into the body through food or through drink. When radioactive materials get into the body through breathing, eating, or drinking, the thyroid gland quickly absorbs the chemical. Radioactive iodine absorbed by the thyroid can then injure the gland. But you can protect yourself with use potassium iodide, which acts to block radioactive iodine from being taken into the thyroid gland and can help protect this gland from injury. To take advantage of very special rates, click on the banner at AmericanFreedomRadio.com. And don't forget our convenient delivery service, Ideal Health New Zealand, leaders in alternative health. That's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the Ideal Health New Zealand button. Proudly brought to you by the VinnieEastwoodShow.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
No rules. No rules. No taboo topics. No taboo topics. No fear of doom. No fear of doom. We are American Freedom Radio. American Freedom Radio.
Welcome back. It is now hour number two.
of the fastest 2 hours in talk radio. Welcome to the Vinnie Eastwood Show on AmericanFreedomRadio.com, a fabulous network who's had lots of awful stuff happen to them, including thefts and whatnot in the past, that you just don't think is a very good thing to happen to anybody. And so support American Freedom Radio by listening to the fabulous hosts like myself that they give shows to. Especially, and I've been tuning in a bit lately to a bit of Greenwave Radio. He's on before me on a couple of days a week. And it's really quite, shall we say, in your face. It really is in your face. Roar! Like a tiger! Welcome, Tiger.
Hey, Vinny, how you doing? Pleasure being on the program. I've sure enjoyed having you on our show the past couple weeks. It's been a blast. So you bring an awesome edge to the program, and like I said, you make it fun. So I appreciate the good word, and I appreciate your support.
Yeah, well, a lot of people have been tuning into you, haven't they, though, Chris? And your money bomb type situation is going on really well at the moment. I've seen the numbers of the people that have already donated in the short time that you've launched this, so it's very encouraging.
Yeah, it's great. You know, it's really just unbelievable. You know, I'm humbled by the support. We've raised over $2,100 in the first 4 days alone. Today, in conjunction with Ron Paul's event, 20% of all the donations till midnight tonight go to the Ron Paul Campaign for Liberty. I'm a big fan of Ron Paul, supporter. I think he's done a lot for the country already. He could sure do a heck of a lot if he got into office. So I encourage everybody to support him as well. But yeah, it's amazing. You know, this whole truth movement and liberty movement is just taking the country and the planet by fire. People are tired. They're tired of the lies. They're tired of the corruption. They're tired of the fraud. You know, millions of people around the world, Vinny, as we've talked many times before, are suffering and have been directly hurt by this criminal cabal of bankers. It's time that we do something. It's time, you know, instead of just talking about it, we take action. And that's exactly why we're really launching our most aggressive campaign in our organization's history. We plan on taking this by fire next year, so we're very excited.
Yeah, a lot of people have been saying that 2012 is going to be a big year, man. And I think getting Ron Paul elected as president of the USSA might kick it off quite nicely, although I doubt it's going to happen.
Probably not going to happen, unfortunately, but you never know. You never know. I think he raised, what was it, $6 million? It was $7 million. That is correct, his last campaign. So I don't know if he tops that this year. I sure hope he does. You know, he's a guy with a track record. So he's a guy, you know, of integrity, as far as I know, who says what he means and does what he says, which is far and few between in the political world nowadays.
Well, see, it's those two words right there that you said, track record. How many of the average voting people actually know what that is, or know the track record of a single politician that they've ever voted for?
Well, most people don't. I mean, the reality is most of these guys are career politicians. They've got no experience in the real world. They have no experience, you know, running real businesses. They've just been pretty much programmed into the system as these politicians that work for, you know, big corporate America. As is the case today, I would say it's a fascist state here in the United States of America. We have a merger of, you know, big corporate power with the state. That's exactly what the transition has been for the past 3 years under Obama's administration of hope and change. And he's brought even more tyranny to the world. Just take a look at this NDAA bill we talked about on my show extensively when we had you on, and take a look at SOPA, the Stop Online Piracy Act. I mean, this is Gitmo in the United States of America. This is a guy, remember, said he would close down Guantanamo Bay. Instead of closing it down, he's now included Americans. You don't even get a fair right to a trial anymore, Vinny. You don't get the right to be convicted by your peer group. They just send you to jail. That's the police state here in the good old red, white, and blue.
Yeah, yeah. I love it when they talk about the prison system and expanding it and everything. They come up with a bill like SOPA. And I reckon the anti-protest should be in prison, drop the SOPA.
Well, like I've said many times before, we need to throw these criminal bankers and federal pound me in the ass prison and, you know, see how they react.
I've got a better idea.
Dropping of the SOPA.
It has to be televised, okay? Like Survivor Guantanamo Bay. There we go. We get all these massive criminal banks to scum in like a 4x4 cell or something so that they have to curl into a fetal position just in order to be able to breathe properly, and then set attack dogs on them and forcibly inject them with LSD and stuff like that. And then do gladiator fight scenes when they're both real tripping out or something like that, and then have a tiger there on a chain, you know, just like in the movie. It'll be great. I'm sure the ratings will be huge. It'll be like Running Man cross with Survivor, and all of the people will be wearing nice skimpy bathing suits, just like on Survivor as well.
Oh, it sounds like a great idea. I mean, I'd tune in. It could be the hottest thing and hottest new thing in new reality TV. Seeing these banksters in jail
and seeing them in bikinis as well. I can't wait. I can't wait to see. see Henry Kissinger in a two-piece, you know?
Oh, man. Yeah, bad image, but that's what these people deserve. And you know what? That'd be treating them too nicely. You know, it's getting to the point here in America, unfortunately. I think this is worldwide. Obvious that it's worldwide. You know, Gerald Celente coined the term octopi when, you know, talking about the Occupy Wall Street movement. I mean, people are asking for the chopping block now. I mean, that's where we've gotten to. People are waking up that, hey, these politicians aren't listening to the people anymore. They clearly don't represent us. They're in the back pocket of big corporate America and Wall Street, and that's it. I was reading today that the SEC, and I actually congratulate them on this, are pressing charges for the two executives, former executives of Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. But these guys are low on the totem pole. You know, they're really just scapegoats, just like Bernie Madoff, just like John Corzine. I say we take it right to the top. I mean, take it to guys like Hank Paulson. Take it to Jamie Dimon. Take it to former Bank of America CEO Ken Lewis. Let's prosecute the real criminals. Prosecute Ben Bernanke. Prosecute Timmy Geithner. These guys have lied to us. They've destroyed this country. They're destroying the world. It's ending in poverty for, you know, just everybody. It's an absolute joke.
And there's so many of them that you'd want to prosecute that their argument why we shouldn't prosecute them is because it'll clog up the justice system for like the next decade.
Well, it would probably take a decade to get all these guys in jail. I mean, if you put me in charge of this, or you put a guy like me in charge of this, Vinny, we could execute a lot. And I don't mean execute, but we could get things done.
The Freudian slip.
We could see justice, okay, a lot quicker than a decade. We could probably wrap all this up, jail these guys, you know, in federal prison in about a month. I bet we could get it done in 30 days, and it'd solve a great majority of our problems, Vinny, because, you know, the biggest problem we have worldwide now is the moral hazard. You know, the world knows that these people are criminals, that they're committing fraud at a grand scale. There's no justice. You know, you and I, we jaywalk. They write us a ticket. Here in Arizona, you go 2 miles per hour over the speed limit on the freeway, a digital camera sends you a ticket. These guys steal trillions, ruin millions of people's lives. Nothing happens. They get rewarded for it. They actually get us and convince the American people and the people of the world to pay for it. I mean, can you believe that? These guys are awesome con artists, Vinny.
Oh, yeah. You have to admire the skill and the grace and the tactique of the scumbaggery occasionally, don't you? Because ultimately, they'll teach you a heck of a lot about how to fight them just by the actions that they're using to attack you.
Well, sure. That's why we say let's use the tools that they're using against us. You know, hence the creation of the alternative media. Hence the creation of, you know, shows and programs like yours, Vinny. That, you know, that people are gravitating towards the truth. People are tired of the lies. They're, you know, literally throwing their TVs out the window. And literally, I've had a few people, actually, one guy in particular told me he literally threw his TV out the window. That's what it's come to.
Yeah. Well, I've been disconnected from television this last week when we moved into a new place, right? And I just felt like, hey, I don't miss a damn thing about it.
Yeah. Well, it's tough to miss. I mean, it's propaganda. That's what the mainstream media is. You've got teleprompter readers, and it's, you know, people are tired. People are bored of it. I mean, it's why they're gravitating to shows like ours.
Well, and it's just far more interesting, basically. It's not boring. It's not using small, tiny little words and concepts that only the most mind-controlled of brainwashed slave zombie scum can interpret, right? Because you're sitting there listening to this stuff, and you think to yourself, wow, that's amazing. That's interesting. And there's a lot of thinking and a lot of involvement going on. And you're talking about real people who actually have done stuff in their life for the truth, for humanity. And that is something that inspires people. You know, so it's what inspired me to get in, is just watching other people do it.
Well, there's truth to that, my friend. I mean, that's exactly what it inspires me every single day is, the fact that I view this as the greatest opportunity that we've been presented with. I mean, this is an opportunity, really, to change things for the better. It's exactly why, you know, we're launching this aggressive media campaign in 2012. I call it our media blitz, is because, hey, let's take advantage of this catalyst. Let's take advantage of the fact that people are waking up. I've said this for over a year and a half. It's grown from, you know, thousands of people to hundreds of thousands, soon to be millions. We're in the hundreds of thousands to millions. We're probably going to tens of millions of people in the very near future. So, you know what? Let's change things. Let's put the system to the test. Let's put these people to the test. And, you know, let's shape up the system. Let's get these people in line. You know, let's find people with a moral compass to guide us out of this mess. And, you know, what we need, Vinny, is we need a reset button, and then we need to push to a better future.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right. This whole thing really can just be categorized and cauterized like a virus. That's what we need to do. Press that freaking reset button. Do a reinstall. Okay, let's reinstall the dictatorship.
Well, yeah, we're not going to, you know, hopefully, you know, you see in these, you know, countries around the world like Egypt, one of the things that the people came to realize is they had replaced, you know, one dictator for another dictator. A lot of the times history will teach you that, you know, you have these revolutions and you have these movements, and oftentimes the new regime is worse than the old. So that's a speed bump, and that's a challenge that we've got to be aware of. We got to make sure that you know, that doesn't happen. That the next leader, just take a look at Obama. If Bush tried to push some of these policies, people would have thought it was nuts. They already called this guy nuts. And Bush has got a lot of blood on his hands, quite literally. I'm not a fan of any of these guys, Republican or Democrat. But look, Obama's been far worse than Bush. I mean, he's detaining, innocent Americans now, inserting legislation into the NDAA bill. This is far more tyrannical. This is far more dictatorial than anything we saw under Bush. So, you know, I've got a question for these liberals out there. Where the heck are you? Where the heck are you? If you vote for Obama in 2012, you deserve what's coming to you.
Oh, yeah. If anything, electing a government is almost like being given an options of what kind of punishments do you want? You know, do you want death sentence by vaccines, death sentence by economic collapse, death sentence by food grabbing, death sentence by police state, death sentence by chemicals in the mercury-filled light bulbs, death sentence by the etc.? That's what it is. It's like that scene in Ghostbusters where the evil creature comes from the other dimension out the door and he goes, "Choose your fate." that's what goes on. In fact, I'm going to make a video. That's what it's going to be. Choose your fate, and there'll be like Obama and whatever other Republican clown that they've got up there. Choose your destroyer. Do you want to be destroyed by the Stay Puff Marshmallow Obama?
Yeah, it's like Ghostbusters, you know, Marshmallow Man, but it's Obama, you know, taking over the city. But I don't know.
Stay Puffed Obama Man.
It's just who are these people, honestly? It really is, they've The system has been infiltrated, Vinny. I swear to God. The system has been infiltrated by these very real, very evil people. They've been playing at this game for decades, hundreds of years. I'm sure we could argue thousands of years. Nothing's changed in history. It's the same program. You know, keep the serfs. I like to call, you know, call them the groundlings. Keep the groundlings in check. Okay, the elites are going to screw you over. They're going to kill you if necessary. Just like Jamie Dimon, CEO of J.P. Morgan Chase, pointed out to Corzine, this is coming from the mouth. This is a paraphrased quote from Max Kaiser. He said if he didn't take the fall with MF Global and commingle client money to cover his gruesome European derivative bets, they were going to kill him. That's what Max Kaiser said, not me. That's his quote. They were going to flat out put a bullet, gangsta style, in the back of the guy's head. And this is the system, Vinny. This is the modern banking cabal. This is who these people are. Think about this for a minute. I mean, really think. People are willing to kill you, okay? This is the corruption at hand. We need to put a stop to it.
I don't think you should ever be in a workplace where you think, man, if I mess up, the boss is going to kill me, and then actually have it be literal.
Well, these people play hardball. I mean, like I said,
what happens if these guys are late in traffic or something? Do they take their thumb?
Possibly. I don't know. I mean, I think, you know, at least with the mob, you know, I got a little respect for the mob because there's a code. You know, there's a code to the mob. And it really doesn't seem to be any kind of code or subjective code with, you know, with these banksters, as we've, you know, coined them, I guess. There's no code. It's all greed. I've said for some time, I mean, just like the likes of John Corzine, these guys are plenty wealthy, Vinny. They don't need the money. Honestly, it's psychopathic behavior. It's I need more. It's the 10 homes I got spread around the world ain't enough. I need money. Whoa. You know?
They're like an ultimate reversal of a hoarder, okay? A hoarder's got one house that's full of copious quantities of books and crap and stuff everywhere. But these people are like elite hoarders, okay? They hoard like about 10 houses worldwide.
But here's a good point, though, Vinny. Here's a striking critical point. That's their weakness, is their ego. That's what can ruin these people, and it's what's going to ruin them.
I hope it's what ruins me. You listen to the Vinny Eastwood Show. We'll be right back after the break with my very special guest, Christopher Green from Green Wave Radio, right here on AmericanFreedomRadio.com. Back.
Now you and your family and friends can enjoy the cleanest, most delicious, and healthy drinking water anytime, even while traveling, camping, at sporting events, or in emergency situations. Tuberculite removes bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury, while leaving in the beneficial and nutritional minerals your body needs. Tuberculite is so powerful, it can even purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and streams. And the optional PF2 filters even remove fluoride. The Tuberculite LED, with its rechargeable lighting system, can be used as a nightlight or a camp light. To view or purchase your Berkey water system and replacement filters, please visit American Freedom Radio's website at AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey banner. Once again, that's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey water banner. Not yet available in Iowa.
Do you realize every day we are being put under constant stress from wireless radiation? What's worse is that you don't even know that it's happening. It puts as much stress on our body as if we had a constant viral infection, draining our energy and sapping our strength, or just making us irritable and fatigued. These wireless fields are being emitted from computers, microwaves, mobile phones, power lines, and any electrical appliance. Now there is a solution. A group of research engineers in New Zealand have come up with an active shielding device that shields you from wireless radiation at a cellular level. Blue Shield comes in three models: a household, portable, and USB that plugs into any computer. The great thing about Blue Shield is it is very affordable and guaranteed to last. A one-off purchase will see you being protected for years to come. Visit AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the Blue Shield banner. Blue Shield, brought to you by the VinnieEastwoodShow.com.
What is it that's in your home that causes grown men to cower and children to run for cover?
Run!
Food storage!
That's right. Food storage shouldn't be scary. At Simply Your Food, we are the premier providers of long-term, storable, GMO, and MSG-free meats, veggies, fruit, dairy, and pantry essentials like powdered butter. We even have a gluten-free line. Food storage shouldn't be scary. Let Simply Your Food help you with your food storage needs. Go to simplyyourfood.com or call 866-251-7511 and let us take the scary out of food storage. Go to simplyyourfood.com or call 866-251-7511 and let us take the scary out of food storage.
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries? If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your Heart and Body Extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
Welcome to the world's meeting place. American.
It's practically narcotic.
Freedom.
Oh, yes. I like very much.
Radio.
You're an American institution.
American Freedom Radio.
Your life as it has been is over.
Radio Free Humanity on AFR. Listen to the Paradigm Shift. Saturday nights, 10 p.m. Central.
In 2 hours of the Vinnie Eastwood Show here on AmericanFreedomRadio.com with my friend and colleague Chris Green from Green Wave Radio. And this National Defence Authorization Act, or the Scumbaggery Act, in fact, this is the thing. If they're going to draft legislation where they're just going to, you know, come out and call a spade, basically, oh, everybody's a slave now. I reckon we should pass something else, you know, like the Scumbaggery Suppression Act. Yes. various laws and a secret government agency to spy and be on the lookout for instances and suspects in cases pertaining to scumbaggery under the Department of Justice.
Well, I mean, obviously, we're going to need government agencies like that now that we've become a police state. Because, of course, the leadership and these elites realize that there's going to be much unrest. There's going to be a magnifying, you know, global protest. There's going to be a huge, huge continuation of protests here in the States. You know, as we've talked about for some time, Vinny, this is not just U.S. specific. This is worldwide. It's what I like to call a paradigm shift. And people are begging for something different. They are begging for something better, even if, you know, you're not educated, you know, to the daily, mainstream media drip and or the alternative media drip, and you don't really know what's going on. You know something's wrong, at the very least. You know something ain't working. I mentioned this on my show when you were on the program, but we literally have a real estate situation here in Arizona, my home state, where there's properties that were selling for $200,000 just a little over 3 years ago that sell for $50,000 now. Okay, that's the peak to trough decline that we've seen, with some residential real estate. So it's just hit everybody so hard because, of course, a lot of Americans, a lot of people around the world, your average Joe on the street had a lot of their wealth or a good portion of it tied up into their homes. It's been absolutely decimated. Even if we look at the economic indicators, it's a complete train wreck. We've got, we had Bill Gross today of PIMCO, Pacific Investment Management Corporation, talk about the fact that rates are going to be low like they are today artificially for probably at least another 5 years. So we're looking at Japanese style lost decade times a million. What I've called for some time and argued is the greatest of global depressions, will prove to be worse than what we saw during the 1930s. It's just a lot of people don't know it yet. We had a report today with 150,000 more layoffs likely, in addition to the, I believe it was 230,000 already estimated in the banking sector alone, just coming from that sector. So, no one's talking about just the regular economic indicators. These macro indicators are horrible. I mean, it's an absolute train wreck. Who cares if the Dow's at, 18,000? I mean, hey, you could double the Dow Jones Industrial Average today, but if you got millions of people homeless, does it make a difference?
Well, that's despotism in a nutshell, isn't it? All the wealth, all the power, and all the authority has been sucked out from all the people, and the disparity and the wideness of the gap between those with and those without is so wide that you know for a fact that those without will never have.
Yeah, well, that's the desperation now. That is exactly why people are taking to the streets. And it's exactly why we need a change. I mean, this was a twofold crisis, Vinny. And number one, what I stress, what we all stress, or at least I hope a lot of us are, is that, look, this was a man-made creation. This whole debacle was engineered, pre-planned. It's been in the works for decades. These are the criminals that caused this, okay? They're the architects. They're the creators of it. They built the blueprint of this derivative securitization model time bomb, okay? I mean, for example, no one talks about Fannie and Freddie Mac anymore. That's a $5 trillion time bomb ready to implode. Okay, that's the hugest white elephant in the room. It's been the single largest beneficiary of the bailouts and of the collapse that started in 2008. Wait till that thing pops. It's going to. I mean, we're more levered now. The hedge funds are more levered. These conservator institutions like Fannie and Freddie Mac, more levered than ever. I mean, we're talking just casino, baby. I mean, this puts Vegas or Macau to shame. This is the biggest Ponzi scheme. Wait until it pops. It's going to be bloody hell.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And incidentally, the State Gaming Commission of New York got involved at the earliest stages when they were popping up and starting to do all these derivatives tradings, trying to regulate them as casino activities, because that's exactly what it is. Eventually, they relinquished, of course.
You can't make this stuff up, my friend. I mean, I forget the exact number, but we know that the derivatives market, it's a multi-quadrillion market. I've factored this out before to put it into perspective for my audience. We're literally talking about a fictitious paper market that exists only in the mind, so these criminals can trade this crap back and forth and put billions of dollars in their pockets, if not trillions. It's the size of the Milky Way. I'm not making this stuff up. And we let these people get away with it. We're living in la-la land. I mean, this is a horrible, bad movie. This is a, I don't even know how to put words to it sometimes.
Well, sometimes the worst movies are the ones that are based on a true story, especially if they're implemented with people who have no freaking vision.
Well, hey, yeah, at least with at least with a movie or, you know, a matinee or something, you get a little entertainment. It doesn't ruin your life.
Yeah. Well, see, this one, on the other hand, you know, it's not going to be a depression. We have to come up, there's got to be some description of illness that's a hell of a lot worse than depression that we can come up with to signify what the economic implications are going to be of this massive multi-quadrillion dollar derivatives bubble that's controlled by ruthless sociopaths who are willing to freaking threaten martial law to members of Congress if they don't bail them out with copious quantities of more money, which they didn't earn, in fact, stole.
Yeah, well, I was thinking what we could call it. I mean, I think of a malignant tumor. I've said for sometimes it's like the spread of AIDS. You know, I've used this example with Europe. You know, the whole Eurozone is infected. You know, countries like Greece and Portugal and Spain were the first to fall, Vinny. And now it's spread, you know, from full-blown AIDS to those countries. And now you've got Germany and France and Angela Merkel and their, you know, love affair with, you know, her love affair with Nicolas Sarkozy. Now they're infected. Maybe we should call it FADES. You know, with an F is what the, you know, global economy has now. You know,
financial AIDS. Everyone has FADES. FADES. FADES.
Yeah, that movie, Team America. I won't say the other one. I don't know if we could say that on the show, but yeah, the timing of that movie, though, I swear to God, that movie made me cry. Because it was perfect timing, and it totally demonstrates the absurdity of not just America and our warmongering, you know, war profiteering, you know, propaganda machine. But I don't know. At least they were able to point some good fun at it. But yeah, FADES.
Yeah, that was the result of bad intelligence. Very bad intelligence. I'm sorry.
Yeah, and we'll do these commercials. You know, we'll put these, like, commercials out for the people. Like, the United States of America is infected with FADES, financial autoimmune deficiency disorder. This is a serious condition. It will destroy millions more people's lives. If you or a family member is affected with FADES, and then they'll show, you know, the commercials of you, like, canoeing or rock climbing as they do with the herpes commercials. It could be interesting.
Because obviously, when you think herpes, you think rock climbing.
Well, I mean, is herpes not liberating? Just like the financial crisis. I mean, it's totally liberating, isn't it?
Oh, well, you know, it's the liberal thing to have is FADES. You know?
The world's got it. The world's infected. Full-blown FADES. Congratulations, crooks. You know, congratulations, criminals. Glad you're the ones running the show. The same idiots. Well, I guess we shouldn't call them idiots because they're, you know,
what if we call them fadiots?
Fadiots.
Yeah.
I like it. I think it could work.
As in they're infected with fades and they're idiots. You know, I think it'd be great. Fantastic. You know, it'd be some kind of infomercial. It'd probably get more hits than mainstream Fox News. If you hear that survey came out one time, mainstream media news talk shows and stuff like that, you know, like the headline news, had lower ratings than Chuck Norris's Total Gym.
Well, that's not surprising. I mean, I would say, what are the top ratings? You know, Teen Mom. I would say, what's that show with Simon Cowell? I can't even think of it. The X Factor. I'm sure that's got high ratings here in America. You know, you've got the Kardashian sisters, famous for being famous. I'm sure daddy's probably rolling in his grave. You know, if he knows what's going on, you know, with his family in today's world. I don't know. I mean, that's the culture. I mean, that's the pill, you know, slurp it down and eat your propaganda for breakfast. And, you know, if you got to throw
absolutely
a little Tabasco
it's
sauce
like
on,
taking,
get it down.
It's like taking your FADES medication.
Exactly right, Vinny. You know, keep the people dumbed down. I mean, honestly, keep the sheeple. Try to keep the machine going. But see, that's the fundamental problem at the Warren Buffett types of the world. He's another one of my favorite financial terrorists, you know, king of the bailouts himself. I mean, how many bailouts has this guy gotten? Remember, and I love this story too, when they told us he came up with the $5 billion preferred investment in Bank of America. When I think it was like trading at like, I don't know, $7, $8 or maybe even more than that. I think it was more. I think it was like 12 bucks. He came up with the idea in his bathtub, is what the mainstream media tells us. You know, as his good faith investment in the company, Bank of America's toast. It's been teetering on the verge of collapse. They've got a bank run occurring at the firm, whether or not you want to believe it or not. It, you know, teeters on the verge of like $4 a share. It's just, you know, keep in mind, too, Buffett got the bailout in American Express, Goldman Sachs. You know, they call him such a great capitalist, but he always gets bailouts. He never takes a loss. Never. None of these guys ever do. The only people that take a loss are the people. The shareholders get ripped off. Middle class America gets ripped off. The people of the world. Everybody gets ripped off. Pensions go to zero. GM bondholders go to zero. Washington Mutual shareholders go to zero. Everybody loses except these crooks. Every single one of these guys. I don't know how they look themselves in the mirror in the morning. I swear to God, they must just be satanic devil worshippers.
Well, they literally are in a lot of cases.
that's
the truth of it. Unfortunately, is that most people won't grapple with that idea in their entire truth of career because of the grave implications of it. And assuredly, they're far more grave than you could ever conceive of. So just assume the absolute worst, most pedophile, evil, sacrificing, blood-drinking kind of mass extermination of children via freezing meatworks and grinders of meat and whatnot, and you're about close to the truth. So just assume that they would act like one of those people would, and you'd find out a perfect, perfect, reasonable explanation for all of the legislation that's getting passed.
Yeah, it's like blood-sucking debt vampires, you know, and they're just out for blood, you know.
Yeah, I want to suck your pension fund.
Well, hey, you know,
in Manhattan, Manhattan, Sylvania.
Yeah, Manhattan, Sylvania. It's so Vinny. It's so crooked. It's so dark. I mean, just like you said. I mean, think the worst. Think the worst you possibly can. And this is what these people are planning and talking about behind the veil. I mean, we've yet to see the Pearl Harbor moment. I know people, they argue with September 11th. I realize that was shocking. I realize that was huge. You know, I know people that lost their life, at that event. So I get it. I fully get it. But I mean, what we got coming, far worse, far worse. You know, that Pearl Harbor horror show is coming to America. And, you know, whether or not it starts and escalates in the Middle East and a couple bombs go off and, you know, we read about Obama, he'll probably do it on Christmas Day. He'll probably, you know, whip behind the scenes, behind NATO, because, you know, Obama can never take responsibility for his, you know, murderous ways. He'll probably just drop a bomb, you know, on a village, kill a bunch of kids, bunch of children. I mean, this happens all the time. I mean, could you imagine if this happened in the States? Could you imagine if you're just sitting at Sunday school or something and a bomb, boom, just kills a bunch of people, you know, just kids, all kids. It's like a kid. It's like 20 kids and like, you know, this younger mother, you know, teaching them, a something profound, dead, you know, just not a big deal. But hey, America does this all the time. I mean, NATO all the time, baby. It's just, hey, a part of fighting terror. You know, it's exactly why they got to feel you up, stick their finger up your butt, you know, the TSA. You know, has a sexual relationship with you, fondles you, you know, fondling 5-year-old kids as you get on a plane. I mean, hey, man, if you don't like it, get out of here. I mean, this is the American way now.
Yeah, absolutely. It's the way of the TSA, which means technically sexual assault.
Yeah, well, that's...
and you can't, it's not a soft touch, even.
Yeah, what it is...
Well, you got to, and as we were talking about, thing, you don't want to contract the FADES virus, so make sure you wear protection when you're engaging with the technically sexual assault officer. You listen to the Vinny Eastwood Show with Christopher Green from Green Wave Radio, and we'll be right back at AmericanFreedomRadio.com.
Wow.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring freedom of speech and preserves the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know that we are tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Feeling stressed, tired, lacking energy, or lacking libido? Now you can take control of your healthcare goals in the privacy of your own home with the use of reliable, high-quality health products from Ideal Health in New Zealand. Conveniently delivered to your door anywhere in the world. You'll find our friendly health team offer well-researched health information plus the highest quality health products. We want to ensure you not only get the best value products available, but also ensure you get the fastest therapeutic results. With over 2,600 pages of health information and natural products, all compiled by our friendly naturopathic team. To take advantage of very special rates, click on the banner at AmericanFreedomRadio.com. And don't forget our convenient delivery service, Ideal Health New Zealand, leaders in alternative health. That's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the Ideal Health New Zealand button. Proudly brought to you by the Vinnie Eastwood Show.com.
Now you and your family and friends can enjoy the cleanest, most delicious, and healthy drinking water anytime, even while traveling, camping, at sporting events, or in emergency situations. The Berkeleyite removes bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury, while leaving in the beneficial and nutritional minerals your body needs. Berkeleyite is so powerful, it can even purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and streams. And the optional PF2 filters even remove fluoride. The Berkeleyite LED, with its rechargeable lighting system, can be used as a nightlight or a camp light. To view or purchase your Berkey water system and replacement filters, please visit American Freedom Radio's website at AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey banner. Once again, that's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey water banner. Not yet available in Iowa.
Online, all the time, your gateway to the world.
AFR
American Freedom Radio.
Give it to them.
Listen to Time for Hemp, hosted by Casper Leach. Afternoons, Monday through Friday, 12 p.m. to 1 p.m. Central. Only on American Freedom Radio.
The world we knew is gone. The conditions which framed and taught us our standards have gone with us. Conditions which frame and hold us out of standards of God.
The world we knew is gone.
A show that's all about dancing in a kiddie pool. The Vinnie Eastwood Show, encouraging protection against the deadly virus known as FADES. If you want some protection, go to the Vinnie Eastwood Show.com.
Yeah, well, Vinnie, I was thinking now, yeah, if you want protection, wear an alternative media condom.
Yeah, absolutely. and in fact, have you ever seen those jokes and what have you, people like try to put a condom over their head sort of thing? This would be a great thing for a little picture, I think, is here's the FADES over here trying to attack you, you know, from this great New World Order beaver. And here's the truther with a condom over his head going, I'm protected.
I'm not protected.
And there will be no illegitimate FADES babies over here.
Yeah, well, that's what I think is, it's going to be really interesting, you know, this year, next year, obviously 2012, but just going forward, because, hey, the truther is becoming mainstream. I mean, this movement is going, if it's not already getting close, it is the new movement. I mean, this is all mainstream, it's taking shape, like we've talked about, worldwide, so... You know, we were talking about over the break, Vinny, just thinking how these criminals think. It really is perverse that they're trying to put these control measures down, you know, slam them down here in the States, for example, at a time when we've had this movement, this growth in technology and the internet and free thinking. And we've got all these creative people and, you know, all these brilliant, bright ideas and hardworking, you know, small businesses. Why would you want to clamp down on this unless you were just totally, completely evil? I mean, if anything, this should be the brightest thing that we have in our future, and I still think it is. It should liberate the entire world. I mean, this is the ultimate stage of freedom, in my opinion. You know, why not let this continue? And, you know, why are they trying to kill us? I mean, honestly, why implement the tyrannical regime now? You know, I mean, unless it's just about depopulation and about, hey, you know, we're just a bunch of dictators over here. And, you know, if you don't abide by our rules, welcome and meet the guillotine.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that everything's getting better and worse at the same time. And the two, I think, spur each other on. The worse it gets, the better it gets, because the more people wake up to how bad it truly is and start to work together to make it better.
Yeah, well, absolutely. I mean, that's what we need to do, is we need to, you know, proactively be searching and, key, building the solution and solutions, you know?
I think we need to be provoking these scumbags, actually, into greater and greater acts of terrorism and scumbaggery, so that it's undeniable to anybody who so much as takes a glance at what the government or anything else is really, really going on, that it just becomes so obvious, so odious, that everybody will instantly just wake up and go, no bloody way am I going to let these clowns exterminate me, my family, usurp all my country's resources, and have dominance over the entirety of the human species for all eternity. There's no effing way.
Yeah, well, I agree with that. I think that's an excellent point, Vinny. We've discussed that before on my program as well. Something happens when the dictator starts acting like a dictator, and the people can see that, and they see the dictator behaving in that fashion, just like we saw with Occupy Wall Street. Hey, America, yeah, you know that little thing, the Constitution? Doesn't exist anymore. We're going to pepper spray you, beat you over the head with a baton. We're going to clear out Occupy LA, clear out Wall Street. You don't have those rights. they don't exist. It's just kind of a fantasy, you know, kind of like Santa Claus. You know, that to me is the greatest success of the OWS movement. I don't speak for the movement, but that to me is the greatest success. It's another aha. It's another aha moment. Huh. These people are dictators. And I tell you what, they start jailing Americans. They turn this into Gitmo, which they have. we start seeing this happen in local communities, good luck. Good luck. I mean, I've talked about this for some time, too. I'd like to see these dictators try to take away our guns here in America, because we're heavily armed. I mean, but believe me, Vinny, there's a dozen militias in my backyard out here in Arizona, and thank God for them. These people are probably the patriots that are going to protect us when the proverbial you-know-what hits the fan.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think the American populace will become very, very angry when the supply of potato chips kind of runs out, and all they've got to eat left is dictator chips.
That's good. I don't know what they're going to do. I mean, when anarchy fully hits the streets, which we're close. I mean, I'd argue anarchy is already here, because obviously. We've talked about the moral hazard. There's no rules anymore. There's no laws. You know, you don't go to jail. You can steal, rape, pillage, kill people, whatever. You know, send them away, lock them up, shackle them without a trial. So it's total anarchy. But yeah, I don't know what people are going to do when the average American has to roll through McDonald's and, you know, order anarchy, double Big Mac or something, you know, with that fries supersized. I don't know.
This comes out to an idea that I had of a conspiracy cafe where all the food would be named after conspiracies, like you'd have the Twin Towers pancake stack for breakfast.
That might be tasty, but it has such a negative connotation while you're eating it.
Well, that's why you need hot sauce. Thermate hot sauce, yeah. That'll be good.
What is the world coming to, Vinny? You know, the thing is, there's so many good people out there. And, I know these people. I know you know these people. I meet people like this all the time. And, it sounds all hokey, you know, but honestly, I just want a better world. I want a better place for my children. I want a better place for my friends and family, my coworkers, the people that I care about, the people that I love. I mean, It's exactly why I got into the alternative media, got into the movement. It's why I put out my first video in the first place was just, hey, I just had that lightning bolt moment where, I said, look, enough is enough. Enough is enough. I'm done. I'm done. You know, I'm going to take a risk. I'm going to put myself on camera. I'm going to see what happens. Let's try to get a message out there. Let's see if it'll catch on, because I'm betting there's millions of people around the world that feel just like I do. Might not agree with everything I have to say, but something's going to resonate with them, because you know what? We're getting screwed over. People are hurting. People are suffering at the hands of these people. It's time for a change. And, you know, look how it's manifested in just a couple of years. Just a couple of years. We've done a 180, and here we are. This is what we've been talking about. And I know you've been talking about as well since, you know, the start and creation of your show. Here we are. We're at this inflection point. We're at this crux in history. Never before have we had this opportunity to change things for the better. Never before. And we always get the critics to say, okay, you know, BS, I'm calling your bluff, never going to happen, it's too late, nothing good can come out of this. And you know what? I'm sorry. Those people, those critics, I hate to tell you, I think you're wrong. I think you're wrong. I think something good can come out of it. And you know what? Even if the critic's right, it's just not a way I can live my life. It's not, I can't live my life, you know, planning on the worst and thinking the worst of people.
Yeah, well, that's what a critic's job is, to basically find everything that's not right about it, criticize everybody about everything that could be criticized about. But as we mentioned over the break, there's no handbook for this. There's no truth or training manual. You're all out there. You're brilliant, freaking awesome people who can think, talk, make videos, make radio shows, write blogs. You can do freaking anything now, okay? They have given us the tools to defeat them. Their mainstream media apparatus, nobody listens to them anymore. They're all massively in debt because nobody listens to them anymore. People aren't buying their advertising. People aren't buying their news spin. People aren't watching their television shows anymore. People are canceling their cable. They're in full retreat, and we are in full advance. Make no effing mistake. We are winning, and we are going to win through in the end. It's just that simple. It is absolutely, as Agent Smith said, ironically enough, inevitable. Yeah, thanks, Chris, for coming on the show with me today, man.
Oh, I really appreciate it, Vinny. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, and you can check out Chris's website there, greenwave.com. That's greenwave with an extra E on the end, like a green E, but he's not actually a greenie, is he? And have the dreadlocks and the rasta colors.
Yeah, we've got that extra E just because I guess we're special.
Or either that or you're going clubbing later.
Yeah, exactly. Do a lot of clubbing out here, you know.
What are you going to go to Burning
Man? I guess it is. I guess we are near Scottsdale. It is kind of the clubbing capital of the world. There's a lot of fake body parts out here, that's for sure, Vinny.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of fake body parts everywhere you look, particularly if you watch mainstream news, the breaths of the teleprompter reading wenches. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen, for listening.
Hopefully they don't catch fades.
Yeah, they don't look like the kind of girls who'd be clean enough to use alternative media protection when engaging with that election, which rhymes with something else, which I can't mention on talk radio. We'll see you again sometime, ladies and gentlemen, on the Vinny Eastwood Show. Check out the archives at thevinnyeastwoodshow.com.